咁个原因咧系佢由细到大咧，佢会不自，佢由 B B 开始嘅时候已经系啦，会不自觉咧会揸拳头嘅时候咧，会将只手指摆喺拳头中间咁样嘅。咁所以对于香港人嚟讲咧，系一个不雅嘅动作。咁但系佢又系好自然会做，咁佢惊佢会唔觉意啊，唔觉意就摆只手指入去嘅时候咧，佢就话稳阵啲，包住只手指，我就唔会摄个手指入去啦咁样。咁我喺差唔多两三年前咧，就邀请佢嚟香港。咁我读书嘅时候咧，我已经话咗俾佢听呢个动作咧系香港唔 OK 噶啦。所以咧，佢一知道之后咧，佢屋企人都知道。佢妈妈咧就旧年翻天家嘅。佢妈妈临终嘅时候就同佢讲：你去到香港，你记得用胶布包住个手指。我未见过港员要用胶布包住手指先至讲到，我即系仲要帮佢绑添咁样。咁呢个系一个不可思议嘅事件。第二个关于 Dan Wallace 不可思议嘅事件咧，就系头先我之前都有同佢讲过咧，佢系希腊文嘅文法 Greek Grammar 咧嘅专家嚟嘅。吓，佢写嗰本书 Greek Grammar 咧系香港同埋北美大部分嘅神学院都用嗰本做教材。佢希腊文好犀利，但系咧佢曾经有段时候咧系病得好重，病到咧佢真系失忆，佢连佢太太嘅名字都噏唔出。他那时候是不记得了所有希腊文，他由头学过，而他是看着自己本书来学的。我想世界上没有人写过一本书来教自己怎样读 Greek Grammar。 邀请你和我一起用掌声邀请欢迎我们这个不可思议的传奇人物 Dr. Dan Wallace。
I forgot his name. What? Who's that? I did forget my wife's name and my name and my Greek and everything else 20 years ago.
20年前咧，我真系曾经系忘记晒所有嘅嘢，包括我太太嘅名同埋我所学嘅希腊文。
And some people think I never remembered it.
有人咧就认为我永远都唔会再记得噶啦。
Well, for this session, we want to talk about a very difficult passage.
今節咧，我哋會講一段咧非常之困難嘅經文。
Did Jesus really forgive the adulterous woman？
耶穌有冇真係寬恕咗呢一個犯奸淫嘅婦人呢
？This is John 7:53 through 8:11, and the question is this part of the original text of John's Gospel？
呢段經文就係約翰福音第七章五十三至到第八章十一節，個原文到底係咪就係喺約翰福音裡面呢？
There are two passages in the New Testament that involve 12 verses that may be textually suspect.
有两段的经文分别都是12节的，都是使人怀疑到底在那个文本上面他们是不是真的在圣经里面。
One of these we dealt with earlier, Mark chapter 16, verses 9 through 20.
其中一段呢我们已经处理过了，就是马可福音第16章9至到20节。
And here we're dealing with the story of the woman caught in adultery.
今次咧，我哋要处理嘅呢一段就系一个喺行淫嘅时候被捉嘅妇人。
Now, most Christians, if I ask them, if you had to have just one of these two passages in your Bible, which one would it be？
当我问啲基督徒嘅时候，如果喺两段当中只系有其中一段可以收入去圣经里面，你会希望系边一段呢
？Overwhelmingly, they would say we'd rather have this passage in John than the one in Mark in my Bible。
在绝大多数的答案里面都是这样，就是我宁愿在有这一段在约翰福音里面好过有马可福音那段，即是最尾那个结尾在马可福音那段那里。
Because this passage shows the forgiveness of our Lord, how he treats people kindly.
这一段其实就是去讲耶稣怎样去宽恕我们。
And the other passage speaks about snakes and poisons and this kind of thing.
另外一段其实就是讲蛇啊、毒药啊那类的东西。
There's actually more emotional baggage attached to this passage than any other in the whole Bible.
在整本圣经里面呢，这一段可以讲话是那个情绪或者感情的负担是最重的。
It's a passage that even the early scribes wanted to put into the Bible.
这个或者都是因为这样的缘故呢，初期的文士、抄经的文士呢，将这一段想摆入去圣经里面。
So we're going to look at the issues to see is this authentic or not.
咁我哋而家就要睇一睇，到底呢一段系咪真确
？Now there's two parts to this lecture.
今日嘅讲呢一次嘅讲座咧，有两个部分。
The first is the background on transmission of the New Testament text and translations.
第一段咧，我哋会讲嘅就系呢一个新约经文嗰个嘅传播同埋咧翻译嘅背景。
So I'm going to introduce you to the whole field of textual criticism, sort of.
咁咧，我就会同大家介绍，即系粗略咁样介绍一下咧，呢个经文嘅鉴别。
And then we'll look at this particular passage.
然后我哋再睇呢一段。
So I want to begin with the transmission of the New Testament text and translations.
咁首先我哋会睇嘅就系经文嘅传播啦，同埋翻译。
This is the field of textual criticism.
嗱，呢一个咧系属于经文鉴别嘅范围。
And our goal in textual criticism is try to recover the exact wording of the original New Testament.
咁经文鉴别嘅目的其实就系想揾翻咧，呢个新约圣经嗰个嘅原稿。
And the reason that we need to do that is because no two manuscripts are exactly alike.
我哋要咁样做嘅就系因为冇两份嘅手抄本咧系完全一样嘅。
And because we no longer have the original manuscripts.
而我哋亦都冇嗰个原稿嘅手抄本，我哋冇嗰个原稿。
The originals all disappeared within just a few decades of when they were written.
当嗰啲原稿写成之后咧，大概几十年咧，咁佢哋已经系全部消失咗啦。
And they did so because they were copied so frequently.
因为点解？因为咁点解咧？就系因为咧呢一啲嘅原稿都系经常咧系俾人咧系抄写嘅。
So let me ask you a question.
咁而家先问你一个问题。
Why didn't God preserve the original manuscripts?
神点解唔保守嗰啲原稿呢
？Some people think, well, he didn't preserve the originals because otherwise people would worship them.
He did not preserve them, otherwise people would worship them. 咁其中一个嘅解释就系话咧，佢唔保存呢啲嘅原稿，就系因为咧，如果保存原稿嘅话咧，啲人就会系敬拜呢啲原稿啦。
But we don't have the originals of other ancient Greek literature either.
其实我哋亦都冇其他咧系古代嘅希腊文嘅譬如其他文学作品嘅原稿噶。
Should we say that God did not preserve Homer's Iliad because otherwise people would worship it?
咁系咪因为咁嘅缘故？所以我哋就话，神咧就唔保守荷马嘅史诗，因为咧，如果唔系咧，神咧就即系人世人咧就会咧系拜呢个荷马嘅史诗啦。
So I don't think we can use that as an argument why the manuscripts were not preserved.
咁所以我哋唔可以用呢一个理由咧嚟去话神唔因为咁嘅缘故唔保守嗰个原有嘅原稿。
Here's a way to think about certain miracles, how God does miracles.
嗱，或者我哋可以睇一睇神点样去行神迹。
I believe that it's a miracle that he inspired the biblical writers to write a book that they thought was their own writing, and yet it's exactly what God wanted to say.
我认为呢个系一个神迹，就系咧神感动每一个写圣经嘅作者，使到写圣经嘅作者当佢写佢自己嘅书嘅时候咧，佢系知道佢系代表咗神去写嘅。
He used their personalities, their style of writing, their educational background, what they knew about history and culture.
神咧系用咗佢哋嘅背景啦，佢哋嘅知识啦，佢哋嘅教育啦，佢哋对当时文化嘅认识啊等等。
He did not dictate to the authors, "This is what you must write."
佢唔系叫啲作者咧系默写，话要一定用呢啲嘅字去咁样写。
God used holy men, not accurate stenographers or secretaries.
神咧系用敬虔嘅人，而唔系咧用一个准确嘅抄写员。
And God's normal modus operandi or mode of operation，
神做事嘅方法
，is that once a miracle happens， natural processes take over。
咁当一个神迹发生之后咧，跟住咧嗰个自然嘅过程咧就系接续咧展开啦。
So we have the miracle of inspiration， but that doesn't mean that God is necessarily going to preserve these original texts.
灵感咧系一个神迹，但系并唔表示咧神就会用神迹咧嚟去保存呢啲原稿。
And I want you to notice the words of C.S. Lewis at this point.
嗱喺呢一度咧，我想引述咧鲁伊斯。
He says, "The moment the miracle enters nature's realm, it obeys all her laws."
呢度咁样讲嘅，佢就话，当神迹进入咗呢一个自然界之后咧，呢个神迹就会咧系遵循自然嘅规律。
Miraculous wine will intoxicate. Miraculous conception will lead to pregnancy.
水变酒的神迹呢，这些酒呢仍然会是使人饮醉的。同样的这个神迹的受印呢，亦都是带来呢是这个婴儿。
And inspired books will suffer all the ordinary processes of textual corruption.
受灵感的书卷呢，受灵感的书籍呢，亦都是同样呢是有各种文本受到篡改等等的问题。
Miraculous bread will be digested.
神迹，由神迹而来的神迹，由神迹而来的面包呢，同样都是会被人消化了的。
It's Muslims who claim that the Quran is exactly preserved from the very beginning to all the copies.
穆斯林呢，他们认为呢，这个《可兰经》呢，就是由第一个抄本开始，就一路呢，都是受到保存。
But that has never been a Christian view of the Bible.
但是呢，基督徒对圣经就不是有这样的看法。
We don't have the original manuscripts, and all the manuscripts differ from one another.
我们是没有原本那个手稿，而且呢，很多抄本，各个抄本呢，都是跟其他的抄本呢，是有差异的。
But I can make an argument on the basis of historical evidence that God has preserved the original words.
但是我可以从个历史证据里面呢，是找到论据去支持说神是保存了他的话语。
Okay, so what happened between the writing of the originals and our modern translations? I'm going to go from the first century all the way up to the 16th century to start with.
开始的时候呢，我就会讲由一世纪一路到十六世纪，就是由第一个原稿写好了之后，一路到现代的翻译，到底中间发生的事情或者过程是怎么样。
We start with just the fact that thousands of handwritten copies were made over 1500 years in diverse locales. This is just a picture of the Mediterranean world, but it's much, much broader than that.
大家看到的这幅图呢，就是这个当时呢地中海那个世界的范围。但其实呢在头那1500年里面呢，有数以千计的手抄本是写成，并且呢是散播在比这个地图更加广阔的地方。
And the scribes made lots of mistakes.
文士抄写圣经呢，其实是抄错很多的。
If you were here in the worship service, you saw this slide already.
如果你是有来过今朝那个崇拜呢，我相信你已经看过这个图了。
I talked about how many words are in the Greek New Testament, about 138,000.
我讲过呢，在新约圣经有几多个字，大概呢是138,000个字。
But the scribes made a lot of mistakes over these 1500 years of copying.
在抄写了1500年之内呢，这些的文士呢是抄错了很多的，造成很多错误。
The number of variants is about 500,000.
有关的差异呢是达到500,000个。
Now, as I mentioned this morning, over 99% of these variants make no difference at all.
在今朝我已经讲过了，就是99%的这些差异呢，其实是没有影响的。
You can't even translate most of these variants as differently.
其实大部分的差异呢，根本在译本那里看不到的。
And no essential Christian belief is in jeopardy because of these variants.
没一项的基本的基要信仰，每一项基要信仰呢，是受到这些的差异是影响。
So what is at stake?
那到底那个问题在哪里呢？
We're trying to find out what the original words of the New Testament are because we believe those are the inspired words.
我们想找出这个希腊文的新约圣经那个的原稿的字眼，就是因为我们相信这些是神的话语。
So here's the question. How do we get our modern translations of the New Testament?
咁跟住个问题就係呢一个现代嘅新约圣经嘅译本係个由来係點樣呢？
And we can think of this in two ways. We can think of the written period, 1500 years before the Greek New Testament was actually printed on a printing press.
咁首先呢，我哋可以分两个阶段去睇。第一个就係嗰个抄写嘅时期，即係话呢，喺未有呢个印刷机嘅之前呢，到底个情况是怎样。
And we can think of the last 500 years about the New Testament being printed and translated.
咁另外呢，我哋可以睇嘅就係过去500年呢，咁呢係有印刷新约圣经呢，同埋呢係翻译新约圣经。
Now, I was taught growing up that you all eat meals a different way than the rest of us.
咁呢，我以前呢，有人就话俾我听呢，就係你哋食嘢呢係同其他人食嘢呢唔同嘅。
I don't just mean using chopsticks, which are a mystery to me.
我就唔係只話你用筷子食嘢，其實我都唔識用筷子。
And you may correct what I'm about to say.
或者咧，你可能會糾正我所講一陣間會講嘅嘢。
But I was always taught that the Chinese ate dessert first and then dinner.
咁人哋就話俾我哋聽啊，中國人咧食咗甜品先食個正餐嘅。
Is that true?
係咪咁啊
？That's true. It's not been true with me because I haven't had dessert yet. So
唔啱嘅嚇，即係對我嚟講都唔啱嘅，因為我都未食甜品。
Well, that's good to know. I was also taught something else.
咁啲人亦都話俾我聽另外啲嘢㗎。
That if you really like a meal, you're supposed to belch afterwards. Burp.
即係話咧，如果你係即係好喜歡，即係你覺得嗰餐飯咧係好豐富嚇，好中意，咁食完之後你哋會翻出嚟啊，嚟一聲啊。
Is that true?
咁真定假
？No. Well, we hear all these strange things about you folks.
咁我哋其實聽到好多咧，好關於你哋好古靈精怪嘅嘢㗎。
We also heard that you invented water.
I know that's not true.
Well, when you think about our modern translations, here's what you need to realize.
当我们去考虑现代的译本的时候，我们需要知道以下的事情。
God did not just send out a WhatsApp of the New Testament to every Christian in the world.
神不会用 WhatsApp 咧嚇，即係將呢個新約聖經係發俾所有嘅基督徒嘅。
It went through a very interesting process of transmission.
其實咧，佢嗰個傳播嘅過程咧係非常之有趣。
And our story begins with the printing press and a man by the name of Erasmus of Rotterdam.
首先咧，我要去介紹嘅呢個人物咧就係伊拉姆。
He was a Dutch scholar who had a huge impact on biblical studies.
他是一個荷蘭的學者，對於聖經的研究是有非常大的影響。
He was a humanist in the good sense that he studied all sorts of things. He was a Renaissance man.
他是這個文藝復興時期的人，亦都是一個這個神父來的。
And he was a Roman Catholic priest, although he never practiced as a priest.
雖然他是一個是羅馬天主教的神父，但他就是沒有實際是有做過這個神父的職責。
But in the 16th century, he was the intellectual leader of Europe.
在16世紀，他是歐洲的學術界的領袖，知識界的領袖。
And he published hundreds of books, hundreds of them, all in Latin or Greek.
而且咧，佢係寫咗咧超過係一百本書，或者係超寫咗咧係幾百本書，全部咧都係拉丁文或者係希臘文嘅。
In fact, up until recently, I think Erasmus wrote more books than anybody in history.
或者可以咁樣講嘅係呢個伊拉斯姆咧，佢嘅所寫嘅書咧係即係超過曬所有咧喺歷史裡面嘅人。
There was a professor who taught Hebrew studies at Brown University in America.
在美國咧，喺呢個 Brown 大學嗰度咧，係有個教授咧係教希伯來文。
He just died just a couple of years ago.
大概一兩年前咧，佢就過身啦。
His name was Jacob Neusner.
咁咧，佢個名叫 Jacob Neusner.
And he had a goal of publishing, of writing 1,000 books in his lifetime.
嗱，佢咧有個目標啊，就係喺佢一生咧係寫一千本書。
But I don't know if he actually reached that goal, but I'm sure he came very, very close.
我就唔知道咧，佢係咪達到呢個目標？不過咧，已經好近啦。
So there's kind of a joke that goes around in scholarly studies.
咁所以咧，就喺呢個學術界嗰方面咧，有一個咁樣嘅笑話。
Some professor calls up to speak to Dr. Neusner.
咁咧有個教授咧就係打電話就有個教授咧同呢個Neusner博士咧講。
And the secretary answers and says, "Yes, may I help you?"
咁個秘書即係打電話去啦。秘書回答就話：請問有咩事啊？咁。
And so the professor says, "Yes, I'd like to speak with Dr. Neusner, please."
咁佢就話咧我係想同呢個Neusner博士咧係傾講電話。
And she says, "Oh, I'm sorry, he's writing a book right now."
佢對唔住啊，嗰個秘書就話：對唔住啊，佢而家寫緊書。
So the professor says, "That's okay, I'll wait."
咁嗰個教授就話：好啊，冇問題啊，我等。
He actually was publishing one book every 2 weeks.
佢每兩個禮拜咧就係寫成一本書啦。
I can write maybe one paragraph every 2 weeks.
或者我只係兩個禮拜寫到一段啫。
But he's the one who beat Erasmus in terms of publication. Finally,
以出書嘅數目嚟講咧，咁佢就贏咗呢個伊拉斯姆啦。
Erasmus was the best Latin scholar in Europe in the 16th century.
在十六世紀咧，呢、这个、伊拉斯姆咧可以講話係喺拉丁文裏邊咧係最好嘅學者。
People wanted to get letters from him in Latin. They were just beautiful Latin.
啲人咧好希望收到佢寫嘅信啊，因為咧佢嗰啲拉丁文係寫得好優美。
And thousands of these letters have been published in a number of different volumes.
咁而數以千計嘅呢啲嘅書信咧，亦都咧係有咧係印行嘅。
But Rasmus didn't even go to college till he was 29 years old.
咁而呢一個伊拉斯姆咧，係到29歲咧先入大學。
And he did not begin to learn Greek until he was 32.
32歲咧先至開始學希臘文。
And yet he became the best ancient Greek scholar in Europe of the 16th century.
喺16世紀咧，佢係最優秀嘅希臘文嘅學者。
That's amazing. He's the best Latin scholar and the best Greek scholar of the 16th century.
所以喺十六世紀咧，即呢個實在係好神奇嘅，就係佢係既係咧最好嘅拉丁文學者，亦都係最好嘅古希臘文學者。
So if some of you have thought, boy, I'd love to learn Greek one of these days.
咁如果譬如你而家就想話，我想學希臘文啊。
And you're about 32 years old.
如果你係大概32歲咧。
Now's a good time to start.
現在是一個最好的時間開始了。
But you'll probably live a lot longer than Erasmus.
你應該是會比這個伊拉斯姆是長命很多的。
So if you're 50 or 60 years old,
如果你是50或者60歲,
it's not too late to start.
都不是太遲的開始的。
Erasmus published 5 editions of the Greek New Testament.
伊拉斯姆總共是出了5個新約希臘文聖經的版本。
The first edition came out on March 1st in the year 1516.
第一個版本咧就係1516年3月1日。
It was almost exactly 20 months to the day before Luther nailed his 95 theses to the church door in Wittenberg.
咁咧就係喺呢個係路德咧，佢將嗰個95個信條咧係寫喺。这个 Wittenberg 那个木门上面之前的大概20个月。
And the Reformation was started because Luther had Erasmus's Greek New Testament in his hands.
宗教改革开始就是因为呢路德他手上是拥有这个伊拉斯姆所出版的这个希腊文圣经。
Now, the printing press, the movable type printing press, I should say, was invented in about 1454 by Gutenberg.
这个活版印刷呢就是在1454年呢这个古腾堡呢是发明的。
Oh, you pronounce it a little differently. Okay. I allow that.
Transliteration.
Okay. And we were waiting for a Greek New Testament to get published on the printing press.
他们正是等待呢是有一本希腊文的圣经可以呢是用活版印刷来发行。
And by the time Greek manuscripts were around and they could do this with the printing press, there was a race to get the first one done.
当他们是有这个希腊文印刷出来的圣经的时候，人人都希望是手上面拿到一份。
Erasmus was in a race to publish the first Greek New Testament.
伊拉斯姆就很希望能够成为第一个就是出这一本希腊文的新约圣经的。
And he said he actually put in 6 years of work in a period of 8 months.
咁佢话咧，佢系将六年嘅工作咧，就将佢压缩到咧系八个月就做晒。
It was said that he never slept.
咁有人又话咧，佢即系唔瞓觉。
But he used just the manuscripts that he could get that were available to him.
但系佢只能够用到当时佢有嘅嗰啲手抄本。
He had 8 manuscripts, none earlier than the 11th century.
有八個手抄本，冇一個咧係早過11世紀嘅。
His New Testament was always Greek and Latin。
咁佢所用嘅
Greek and Latin，
所有嘅手稿咧，全部咧都係希臘文或者係拉丁文。
And that's because he was actually promoting his own Latin translation。
其實咧，佢亦都係推廣緊咧佢自己嗰個嘅拉丁文翻譯本嘅。
He was trying to say, I've got a better Latin translation than what Jerome produced 1,000 years ago.
咁其實佢想講嘅就係話咧，佢有嘅嗰個拉丁文嘅譯本咧，係比1000年前咧耶尤米所做嘅個拉丁文嘅譯本係更好。
And Jerome had produced the Latin Vulgate, which the Roman Catholic Church considered to be the inspired Word of God.
呢個耶油米佢所出嘅嗰個冇加大譯本咧，就羅馬天主教會咧係甚至認為呢個都係神所靈感嘅。
So here's a Roman Catholic priest saying, "I can do better than Jerome's inspired Word of God."
其實即係話咧，有一個羅馬天主教嘅神父話：我能夠做嘅咧，做出嚟嘅咧係比呢個耶油米喺受神感動所做嘅更好。
10 years after he died, his Greek and Latin New Testament was condemned by the Roman Catholic Church.
咁佢死咗之後十年咧，佢嘅新約希臘文聖經咧，同埋拉丁文聖經咧，都係俾呢個羅馬天主教會咧係定為咧係唔啱錯嘅。
But by this time, his Greek New Testament had spread throughout all of Europe.
但係到咗嗰個時候咧，其實佢所翻譯、佢所做嘅呢個希臘文聖經咧，已經係喺歐洲咧廣泛咁樣流傳。
And when he died, just 20 years after that first edition was published, 20 years after it was published, the first one.
佢死嘅時候咧，就係、是、第一個版本咧，就係、是、發行嘅二十年之後。
There were 300,000 copies of his Greek New Testament in use.
咁已經有三十萬本咧，呢、這個希臘文嘅新約聖經咧，就係、是、流傳出嚟啦。
Erasmus even said in the preface to the first one the following.
嗱，伊拉斯姆咧喺佢第一個第一版嘅序言咧咁樣講。
In the Greek New Testament, I can see Jesus as clearly as if I were one of the apostles.
他說在這個希臘文的新約聖經裡面，我看到的耶穌就好像一世紀的使徒所見到的耶穌一樣。
So you can see how this really inspired the Reformation.
所以你可以看到這個希臘文的新約聖經是推動了那個宗教改革。
But he admitted that his first edition was really thrown together rather than edited.
這個第一版本咧，其實係好匆匆忙忙咧，咁樣係執埋一齊嘅啫。
He actually took manuscripts and wrote on them as though they were proof copies. You know that he would. Do you know about that?
佢直情咧就係攞咗啲手稿咧，然後就係寫翻上去，咁就當咗係咧已經校定過噶啦。
If you did that today, you would be going to jail.
嗱，如果你而家咁樣做咧，嚇，即係要坐監嘅。
And I've seen a number of manuscripts where the scholar has written notes in them from 100 years ago or more.
我睇過一啲手稿咧，就真係啲學者咧就直情係寫佢哋嗰啲嘅注解咧上去嘅。
But I can assure you, I've never written anything in any Greek New Testament manuscript.
嗱，我可以同你保證就係我從冇咁樣做過嚇，寫落去啲新約希臘文嘅手稿嗰度。
And when you walk into a library and you want to examine one of these priceless manuscripts,
嗱，當你去到個圖書館，你係想睇呢啲無價嘅手抄本嘅時候咧。
You better not be chewing gum or have any pens in your pocket.
呢個袋裏邊咧就最好唔好有任何嘅筆，當然亦都唔好咧食住香口膠。
You can have pencils because they don't leak as much as pens.
你可以用鉛筆，你可以有鉛筆嘅，因為咧通常鉛筆就唔會漏墨啊。
Well, Erasmus's first edition was called the most poorly edited book that was known. This was just 100 years ago. A scholar said, "I've never seen any book as poorly edited as this first edition."
佢個第一版本咧，就係俾啲學者咧睇為咧係嗰個編輯係最差嘅一本書。
Now he was racing against the Spaniards. They were doing a Greek New Testament as well.
因為啊，當時咧佢亦都係同西班牙人咧係喺度競爭緊，因為西班牙人咧亦都係做緊佢哋嘅希臘文新約聖經。
And he didn't know that they actually had already finished their Greek New Testament.
其實佢哋都。而且佢亦都唔知道咧，啲西班牙人其實已經做完咗噶啦。
They printed theirs in the year 1514。
佢哋咧係喺1514年咧就係印刷。
But here's one of these curious things about the history of the Greek New Testament。
咁呢啲咧就係新約希臘文聖經咧嗰個歷史嘅奇怪嘅地方。
This other Greek New Testament was printed, but it was not yet published。
咁咧佢係印咗，但係咧就未發表。
The Spaniards were trying to do the whole Bible, Old Testament and New Testament.
因為西班牙人咧係想做曬成本聖經，就係舊約同埋新約。
And they did not get that done until 1520.
咁佢哋咧係喺1520年咧先至做好。
And they also wanted to get the Pope's imprimatur, his approval on their work.
咁佢哋都係希望咧得到咧就係教宗嗰個認可。
And finally, they published their whole Bible in 1522.
咁最後咧，佢整本聖經，佢哋係發行嘅時候咧，就係1522年。
They made 600 copies.
咁佢哋咧係做咗600份。
And there was never even a second printing.
並冇做第二次嘅印刷。
So 300,000 copies, 600 copies. Which one do you think will be more influential?
嗱，一個就係300,000本，一個咧只係得600本，邊一個更加有影響力咧？
So Erasmus's text is what really influenced the translations of the Bible for the next 300 years.
跟住落嚟嘅300年啊，有關於聖經嘅翻譯咧，都係受到呢個伊拉斯姆呢個版本咧係所影響嘅。
And one of those is the King James Bible.
其中一個咧就係欽定譯本啦。
This is as you well know, a very important and major translation.
呢個係一個重要同埋主要嘅翻譯。
Until the NIV translation came out in the 20th century, the New International Version.
直至到咧係二十世紀呢個新國際聖經嘅版本咧係發行之前咧，呢一個欽定譯本咧都係最重要嘅一個聖經譯本。
The King James Bible was the most popular book ever published.
欽定譯本咧其實係最受歡迎嘅一本印刷嘅書。
It was published in 1611.
咁喺1611年咧，就係發行。
The textual basis for the New Testament was essentially Erasmus's Greek text。
嗰個文本嘅基礎咧，基本上就係伊拉斯姆嘅希臘文新約聖經。
And of those eight manuscripts that Erasmus used, he really only relied on three。
而喺伊拉斯姆所用嘅八個希臘文嘅文本當中咧，其實佢主要係依賴三個文本嘅啫。
This Greek text eventually was called the Textus Receptus.
因此咧，呢個希臘文嘅文本咧就稱為供應文本。
You didn't say Textus Receptus.
Oh yes, 供應文本。
Oh, but
wellly, recognized.
The received text. Yeah. So you just translated the Latin. Very good.
No.
Okay. It meant received text, which is what he was next supposed to say, but he already translated that. So you're thinking ahead of me.
No.
You want to take the next slide?
It's okay. No. I'm not thinking ahead. It's the translation.
Okay.
The standard translation.
Okay. So, but there were many imperfections in this Greek text. Even his later editions, there were many imperfections.
就算是在教詞的這些版本呢，都是在那個希臘文本裡面呢，是有一些不足的地方的。
And one of the most fascinating is at the end of the book of Revelation.
而其中一個呢，是更加特別嘅咧，就係喺呢一個啟示錄咧個結尾嗰度。
He borrowed a copy, a manuscript that had the Book of Revelation in it.
咁咧，佢就係借咗一個版本啦。咁嗰度咧係有呢一個啟示錄嘅。
And as he was preparing it to get printed,
嗱，當佢準備去印嘅時候咧
，he came to the last page.
咁咧，佢就攣到去最尾嗰頁啦。
And it was gone.
就發現唔見咗喎。
The last page of the Book of Revelation, the last book of the New Testament, Erasmus did not have in his Greek manuscript.
伊拉斯姆咧就發現咧，就係喺呢一個新約聖經嘅最後一頁，亦都係啟示錄嘅最後一頁咧，係佢發現唔見咗。
So he was stuck. What do I do?
咁於是就係唔知點算好啦。
And what he did was he translated from Latin.Back into Greek.
咁佢點做咧？就係佢從拉丁文咧就翻譯翻入去希臘文。
And by doing so, he created 17 textual variants that were not found in any Greek manuscripts.
亦都係因為咁嘅緣故咧，佢就係製造咗咧係17個咧文本嘅差異，而呢啲都係喺其他嘅希臘文手稿裏邊咧揾唔到嘅。
And one or two of those actually can be translated pretty easily.
咁有一兩個咧係好容易翻譯嘅。
The most interesting one, I think, is at Revelation chapter 22, verse 19.
最有趣的呢，我認為就是這個啟示錄22章19節。
In his Latin manuscript he had, which was a defective manuscript of the Latin Vulgate,
他所有的手抄本呢，其實就是一個有問題的這個武家大手抄本，是拉丁文。
It said the following, this is the translation found in the King James Version.
這個呢，就是欽定譯本裡面是這樣說的。
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life.
就是说呢，如果任何人呢是拿去这本书的预言的任何的字句呢，神呢就会将这个人呢是从这个生命册上面呢就是除去。
Well, that sounds like somebody could be removed from the book of life and lose their salvation.
似乎呢就是说可以呢将一个人名呢是从生人的名是从生命册上面删除，即是说呢那个人是可以失去他的救恩。
Now, all other Greek manuscripts, in fact, all the Greek manuscripts have, instead of book of life, tree of life.
所有的希腊文抄本呢是有的，就是生命树而不是生命册。
And the reason that the word book came up is not because of a mistake in Greek.
讲到书这个字呢，或者册这个字呢，就为什么有这个字呢，就不是因为希腊文的错。
The Greek word for tree is xulu, and the Greek word for book is biblu.
咁咧就希腊文咧，树咧就系 xulu， 而呢个希腊文嘅书咧就系 biblu。
But in Latin, the word for book is libro.
嗱喺拉丁文咧，书咧就系 libro。
And the word for tree is ligno.
而拉丁文咧，树咧就系 ligno。
So probably this error came within Latin manuscripts down the centuries, and some of them started to write book instead of tree.
咁或者呢个就系喺拉丁文嘅圣经里面咧，嗰啲手稿咧系有一啲嘅差异，有一啲嘅差异或者错咗，咁将 liberal 咧系写成咧 ligno。
Now this mistake, this last page of the Book of Revelation, these last six verses that Erasmus back translated from Latin into Greek.
对唔住先 ，sorry, I have to correct a mistake. 其实咧个搞错嘅地方咧就系将 ligno 咧，即系树咧就变咗系 liberal 系书。
Let me say that again.
Yeah, I just.
Oh, I know you corrected that. Yeah.
Turn it the other way around.
Yeah. So you want to? Yeah. Okay. So remember this: these last six verses of Revelation, Erasmus could not find in any Greek manuscripts.
喺最后嗰六节啊，即系呢个启示录最后嗰六节咧，就因为咧唔见咗嗰一页咧，咁伊拉斯姆咧就揾唔到，咁只可以咧依赖嗰个拉丁文嚟翻译。
So he invents a Greek text that became the basis for the King James Bible.
咁於是其實佢就係咧，係創造咗一段，呢一段咧就成為咗咧係音定譯本嗰個基礎啦。
And virtually all of the other translations done until 1881.
其他嘅翻譯直至到咧係1881年咧，都係跟呢個錯嘅地方。
So let me give you a summary on Erasmus.
咁所以而家撮要咁樣講呢個伊拉斯姆。
His Greek text had an inferior textual basis.
佢嘅希腊文嘅抄本咧，系有一个咧系属于系低质素嘅文本。
Late manuscripts with 5,000 differences from what we think is the original today.
咁咧系一啲系较迟嘅抄本，而且咧系有5,000个嘅差异。咁我而佢哋认为咧呢个系符合咧嗰个原稿嘅。
Now, this is an important point for you to understand about the history of publication of the Bible.
咁呢一方面咧係好重要嘅，等大家知道咧就係聖經嗰個印刷嘅歷史。
Chapter numbers were put in the 12th century by Stephen Langton. That's the first time we had chapters in the New Testament.
嗰個章節嘅數章節嗰啲嘅數目啊等等咧，就其實係喺十二世紀嘅時候咧先至加入去嘅。
And verse numbers were not put into the New Testament until 1551.
對唔住，應該係咧分章咧就係十二世紀嘅時候，咁然後咧係到1551年咧先至係有嗰啲節嘅數字。
And they were based on Erasmus's Greek New Testament.
而全部咧都係根據咧伊拉斯姆嘅新約希臘文聖經。
Including the long passage in Mark 16 that Erasmus had questions about. He wasn't sure if it was authentic or not.
包括咧係喺馬可福音第十六章，就算伊拉斯姆自己咧都係對呢一段嘅經文咧係有懷疑嘅。
Including John 7:53 through 8:11.
亦都包括埋咧係約翰福音第七章53節到第八章第十一節。
And there were a couple of dozen other verses that were found in Erasmus's Greek New Testament.
咁亦都包括埋咧，系几十节咧，系喺伊拉斯姆嘅新约希腊文圣经里面嘅一啲差异。
That are not found in more ancient manuscripts.
佢哋都系喺其他较为古老嘅抄本里面咧揾唔到嘅。
And so if you look in your New Testament and you read like in John chapter 5 and you'll see verse 3.
如果你看约翰福音第五章第三节。
You might not see verse 4.
你或者看不到有第四节。
It might just skip right to verse 5.
可能就会跳到去第五节了。
And so because of that,A lot of people think modern translations are cutting out parts of the Bible.
亦都因为咁嘅缘故咧，就系有人认为咧，系一啲现代嘅译本嘅圣经咧，其实咧系切走咗咧一啲圣经嘅部分。
But what they are really doing is cutting out these verses that are not found in the most ancient manuscripts.
但系其实咧，佢哋所删走嘅咧，就系呢一啲嘅章呢啲嘅节数咧，其实就系喺其他嘅抄本里面或者古旧嘅抄本里面揾唔到嘅。
Now in America, we have a unique group of Christians.
在美国呢是有一班很独特的基督徒。
They're called King James Only Advocates.
就是呢唯一钦定译本的支持者。
And I debated them in a public, televised program one time.
我曾经在一个电视节目那里跟他们辩论过。
Where the moderator asked a question.
个主持人就问一个问题。
There were four of them.
他们有四个。
And there were four of us who didn't believe the King James was the only Bible that could be called a holy Bible.
对不起，应该是有四个人呢，即是我们四个人呢，就认为这个钦定译本呢，就不是一个呢，是最好的译本来的。
And so the moderator asked a question to one of these King James only men.
咁于是个主持人呢，就问其中一个呢，是支持这个钦定译本，说他是最好的那个人。
And he said, if a Russian became a Christian,
如果一个俄罗斯人成为基督徒,
and that person wanted to read the inspired Word of God,
如果这个人呢,是想看由神所灵感的说话,
would he have to learn English so he could read the King James Bible?
他是不是应该要学英文,等他呢,读得懂这个钦定译本呢?
And the man said, yes.
咁嗰個人，即係呢個支持音定譯本嘅人就話係。
And I thought, why did I fly all the way from Canada to Tennessee, a long flight, four flights, for this kind of a debate?
我即係當時又覺得點解咧？我由加拿大啊飛到去呢個田納西，就其實係轉四次機先至嚟得到，係要參加呢個辯論咧。
When it was such a silly argument he had.
佢有嗰個論據，實在咧就係好傻嘅。
There are actually some people who would say.If the King James Bible was good enough for the Apostle Paul, it's good enough for me.
咁有啲人咧就话，如果呢一个钦定译本咧系对保罗咧系足够好嘅话咧，对我亦嚟讲亦都系够噶啦。
And they say that you modern translations, you only have 90% of the Word of God.
你哋呢啲现代嘅翻译本咧，只系得神话语嘅90%嘅啫。
But maybe the reality is that the Textus Receptus, Erasmus's Greek New Testament.
这个公认译本即是呢是伊拉斯姆的那个新约圣经
is 110% of the word of God.
或者是神话语的110%了。
And we're trying to burn off the dross to get to the gold.
我们其实只是烧走了一些杂质等我们可以拿到精金。
Now, the history of the translation of the Bible in Chinese is quite different.
中文圣经翻译的历史是很不同的。
I understand your first really important translation was the Union version of 1919.
我知道咧，你最重要嘅第一个亦都系最重要嘅中文翻译嘅圣经译本咧，就系呢个和合本，就系1919年嘅。
And it was not based on the Textus Receptus.
亦都唔系按以呢一个公认文本咧系做基础。
It was based on the Greek New Testament published in 1881.
就是按照着1881年所公布的那个新约希腊文的抄本。
So we'll look at that in just a minute.
咁一阵咧，我哋会睇嘅。
But here's the point that I need to stress about that New Testament.
嗱，呢度有一点咧，我好想强调嘅系关于新约圣经嘅，就系咁样。
It did not have John 7:53-8:11 in it.
就系喺呢个新约嘅希腊文圣经里边咧，系冇。约翰福音第七章五十三至到第八章十一节。
Before that translation was done, before that Greek New Testament was done, a man by the name of Henry Alford made an important statement. Henry Alford, he made a very important statement before 1881.
喺1881年之前咧，咁有一个人叫做 Henry Alford 咧，佢咧就系作咗一个非常之重要嘅声明。
He was the archdeacon of Canterbury about 1850-1860. He made this statement.
他就是这个肯特伯利主教，他就是作这个这样的声明。
A translator of Holy Scripture must be ready to sacrifice the choicest text and the plainest proof of doctrine if the words are not those of what he is constrained in his conscience to receive as God's testimony.
一个圣经翻译者，他受到他的良知的制约，如果他觉得有关的文本，就算他是最好的，就算他是支持很明显的，可以支持一些教义，但如果他觉得这个不是神的见证的话，他就应该随时准备去放弃这些文本。
Notice he does not say that we should sacrifice doctrine, but the plainest proof of doctrine.
注意，他想强调的就是我们要放弃的，就不是我们的教义，而是支持教义那些最简单或者最易懂的东西。
Alford wanted us to get back to the original text and pursue truth at all costs.
其实最重要的就是我们要尽我们一切的努力去找回那个原稿的字眼。
And right at about this same time, there was a German scholar who was doing exactly that.
同时呢，差不多同时期呢，亦都有一个德国学者，亦都系同样做相类似嘅工作。
A fine Orthodox Christian, Constantine von Tischendorf, was searching for the oldest manuscripts of the New Testament.
咁，这个人呢，就系Constantine von Tischendorf。咁佢亦都系想咧，系揾翻咧系最好嘅希腊文嘅抄本。
And he came to a monastery at the base of Mount Sinai in Egypt called St. Catherine's Monastery.
于是他就去到埃及西乃山脚的圣加大利纳修道院。
And there the monks showed him a very, very, very old Bible.
在那里有一个修士将一本很旧的圣经拿给他看。
It originally had the whole Bible in it, in Greek.
是整本
And what they showed him is still a complete New Testament with a lot of Old Testament leaves as well.
俾佢睇到嘅咧，就係完整嘅新約嘅希臘文聖經啦，同埋咧係一啲舊約嘅聖經。
This is Codex Sinaiticus, written in about A.D. 350.
呢個咧就係西乃抄本，抄寫嘅時候咧，大概係公元350年。
It's the oldest complete New Testament we have by 500 years.
这个呢，是500年，头嗰500年之内呢，是最古老的希腊文抄本的圣经。
Then came scholars who interpreted the evidence.
跟住落嚟呢，就是有些学者呢，就是去解释有关的证据了。
28 years of work and two men by the name of B.F. Westcott and F.J. Hort. Westcott and Hort is fine. Produced a Greek New Testament in
1881。咁喺1881年咧，喺經過咗28年努力工作之後咧，Westcott and Hort咧就係出，即係兩個人咧，一個Westcott，一個Hort，就係出咗咧係呢一個新約希臘文本嘅聖經。And
I think what I'd like us to do right now is take a 10-minute break. Josh, where's Josh? Is that okay to do right now?
現在不如我們休息10分鐘先，跟住我們再講。You
all need to get up and stretch a little bit, because this is hard material to go through. So.
因為都是一些比較困難的東西。
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. 在大家break之前,很快講幾件事。首先提一提,剛才你看到Dr. Wallace的手指是沒有貼住的,所以他做了一些不雅的動作,請你不要怪他。第二,提一提大家,如果你有拍他的PowerPoint slide的話,請你自己保存,就不要放上網,不要傳給別人。第三,就是,這幾天都是 都好多人有人問，就係，可唔可以聽翻錄音咁樣？咁其實係有嘅。咁你翻我哋教會個網站咧，就可以揾得到個錄音，或者稍後咧都可能會有埋錄影添嘅。咁你俾我哋技術支援再慢慢處理一下。咁總之留意我哋教會個網站。好，我哋有個10分鐘嘅break之後再翻嚟。
going to start without Ivan. I don't know what he's doing, but I'm going to start anyway. And if he doesn't get here soon enough, I'll just be my own translator.
Okay. Then I'll just let him do his job, both as the speaker and also the interpreter.
This will go very fast. So Westcott and Hort produced a Greek New Testament in 1881 that they worked 28 years on.
在1881年呢，这个 Westcott 同埋 Hort 就係喺呢個出版咗咧，呢個希臘文嘅新約聖經。咁佢哋其實做咗28年嘅工作，先至做到呢一本書嘅。
And they relied on the researches of people like Konstantin Tischendorf.
佢哋咧係依賴咧好多嘅學術研究，包括咗先頭我哋提過嘅呢個 Konstantin Tischendorf.
Now their text is far from perfect.
咁當然，佢哋嗰個文本亦都係有好多不足之處。
But it was much better than the Textus Receptus of Erasmus.
但係咧，比伊拉斯姆嘅公認版本咧，係已經係改善咗好多㗎啦。In
the same year that their Greek New Testament came out,
咁喺呢一個新約希臘文聖經出版嘅同一年咧。
There was an English version called the Revised Version of 1881.
咁咧，當時就有一個英文嘅版本，就係修訂版本咧，就1881年嘅修訂版本。It
meant the Revised Version of the King James.
咁咧，就係表示其實所謂修訂版本咧，就係修訂呢一個音定譯本嘅。This
was the first committee done translation in 270 years.
係270年嚟咧，係第一個由一個委員會去做嘅翻譯。So
they contributed to that English translation as well.
咁所以佢哋咧係亦都對呢個英文嘅翻譯咧係有貢獻嘅。And
the Revised Version is what stands behind the Union Bible of 1919.
咁咧，修訂譯本咧就正係咧1919年嘅和合本後面嗰個咧嘅基礎。
So now you know a little history about your own New Testament that you have that goes back to Westcott and Hort and before that to Erasmus and some of these other things. You know some of the history. I think it's helpful.
好啦，咁所以大家就係知道咧，而家我哋和合本咧嗰個嘅歷史係，譬如由呢個 Westcott and Hort 一路到咧係音定譯本嗰個關係。Now
the Revised Union Bible that came out in 2006.
2006年咧就係出版和修本。
That's based on the United Bible Society's fourth edition of the Greek New Testament.
咁係按照咧聯合聖經公會嘅第四版嘅新約聖經。
And I think that's the closest we can get to the original text of any published Greek New Testament today.
係任何咧係發表咗嘅希臘文嘅版本嘅聖經咧，呢一個咧應該係最接近嗰個原稿噶啦。
Now, Westcott and Hort put textual criticism on a more scientific basis.
Westcott and Hort, 他们用这个经文鉴别是较为科学化的。
And they fundamentally changed how we viewed the transmission of the text.
他亦都是基本上改变了我们对圣经文本传播那个过程的看法。
And the resultant text was an overthrow of the Textus Receptus, the first time. Overthrow of the Textus Receptus. It beat it.
Yeah.
And Westcott and Hort did not have John 7:53 through 8:11 in their Greek New Testament.
Westcott and Hort, 他们的版本呢,
now, when they published their Greek New Testament, we knew of one papyrus.
當佢哋咧係出版呢一個新約聖經嘅時候咧，係佢哋仲有係多嘅佢哋係揾到一個咧係蒲草紙本嘅抄本。
That was a long translation for what I said.
Yeah, it's a bit complicated.
Oh, okay. So should I not mention papyri ever again? That's too complicated.
No. Papyri is not complicated.
That's not the complicated. Okay. Yeah. Well, since their time, we have found 138 New Testament papyri.
自此之後呢,其實我們是找到138份的蒲草紙的抄本。
And thousands of more Greek manuscripts.
而且是更數以千計的希臘文的抄本。
We've had many, many, many scholars working on the New Testament text for the last
135
years. And now we have software tools, digital images of manuscripts. All this helps us to recover the wording of the original.
And
yet, in our translations, we follow a different tradition.
We
follow a tradition of timidity. Because if you don't have the story of the woman caught in adultery in your Bible, that Bible will not sell.
就是說呢，如果你本聖經裡面呢，是沒有這個行淫的時候被拉到的婦人的故事呢，你那本聖經就不賣得的。
One of my students who happened to be Chinese did some research on this for me a couple of years ago.
咁呢，我有一個呢，是中國的學生呢，他就是一兩年前呢，是做了這方面的研究。
And she looked at 75 translations in 10 different languages.
咁呢，佢就係睇過呢，喺10個語言當中嘅75個翻譯版本。
And here's what she discovered.
咁佢發現咗啲乜嘢呢？
The majority of them have both the long ending of Mark's gospel and the story of the woman caught in adultery in their passages, in their New Testament, without any markings at all.
嗱，大部分嘅版本呢，都係有馬可福音嗰個長結尾，同埋呢係約翰福音呢一度呢，係婦一個嗰個淫婦呢係俾人拉咗嘅經文，但係係冇任何提示或者是注腳的。
And yet only a minority of the scholars who even worked on these Bibles regarded those passages as authentic.
只是有少数的学者呢，是认为这两段的经文呢，就是真确。
And a minority of the Bibles actually marked the texts as doubtful in some sense.
少數的文本呢，就會呢是有一個的提示或者注釋呢，就是這兩段的經文是值得懷疑。
Only 10 of them did not put one or the other passage in the text.
只是呢是有10個版本呢，是沒有將其中一段呢是放在個文本裡面。
And of these 75 translations, only 2 put them just in the footnotes.
在这75个版本里面，只有两个版本呢，就是将这两段呢，就摆在个注脚那里。
And yet, the great majority of these scholars did not believe these two passages to be authentic.
但是呢，大部分的学者其实都相信这两段都不是真确的。
So here's what I'm trying to do with all of you this weekend.
咁我想同大家做，即是这个礼拜我想同大家做的就是这样。
I want to insulate you against the attacks of skeptics.
我其實是想保護你呢，是免受啲懷疑論者嘅攻擊。
When Dr. Bart Ehrman speaks, he always talks first about the story of the woman caught in adultery.
當這個 Bart Ehrman 他是演講的時候，他一講就會是先講這個是行淫被人拉的婦人的故事。
And he says, it's not part of what the original Gospel of John said.
他就說這個其實不是呢約翰福音那個原稿裡面有的。
And then people go,
ah! 人們就很覺得很驚奇了。
They get shocked at this, even though there are notes in their Bibles that say this.
他們就會感到很震驚，儘管呢其實在他們的聖經裡面已經有了一個注釋在這裡。
It is better for you to hear this from friends than enemies of the gospel.
聽這個訊息呢，最好就是由朋友那裡聽，好過呢是由這個福音的敵人那裡聽到。
Now, a distinction needs to be made between what is canonical and what is historical.
那我們要分別什麼是叫做屬於正典，什麼是歷史。
By canonical, I mean, is it really inspired? Is it what that biblical author actually wrote?
講到正典的時候，其實我們要問的就是，這個是不是真的那個聖經寫這個書卷的作者所寫的？
By historical, I mean, did it really happen?
歷史的意思就是說，這件事情到底有沒有發生？
So the question is it possible for a story about Jesus to be true without it being part of the New Testament?
可不可能的是，這件事關於耶穌的，其實是曾經發生過，不過是沒有包括了在新約聖經裡面呢？
And I would say, of course that's true.
我是會這樣說，當然是可以的。
But respect for the human author requires that we investigate these doubtful passages seriously.
对作为咧对作者嘅尊重，我哋都系需要咧去研究呢一啲被怀疑嘅经文，我哋需要认真嘅研究。
And here's a mouthful. The incarnation gives us a methodological imperative to do serious historical research. Can you translate that?
道成肉身咧，使到我哋喺面对呢一个历史嘅研究嘅时候咧，我哋需要认真咁样去处理。
That was good. Nice job.
Thank you.
So, as I said, there's more emotional baggage to this passage than any other in the New Testament.
嗱，我刚才都讲过就系咧，对于呢一段经文咧。是有很多这个情绪或者感情上的包袱是比起其他的经文更多很多的。
But if it is not part of the New Testament, what do we actually lose?
不过如果这段真的不是新约圣经的一个部分，我们又损失了什么呢？
It may well be true historically, even if John did not write it.
在历史上或者约翰真的没有写过。
So we want to look at the evidence.
所以我们现在就看看证据了。
Finally, after an hour and 45 minutes or hour and 15 minutes, we're going to look at the evidence.
终于讲了一个钟头15分钟，现在我们就看一些证据了。
Most scholars don't think it's authentic, and I also do not think it's authentic.
大部分的学者都不认为它是真确，我也都不认为它是真确的。
But we could go on and discuss this at great length, which we won't do.
我们可以是很长篇大论的，不过我不会这样做。
I felt it was far more important to prepare you for this.
我认为最重要的是等你是有个心理准备。
And when we look at the earliest manuscripts we have of John's Gospel,
当我们看约翰福音的最早期的抄本的时候，
our earliest manuscript that has John 7 and 8 in it is Papyrus number 66.
最早的时候我们有约翰福音第七和第八章，就是第66号的蒲草纸本。
The next oldest is Papyrus 75.
下一个就是75号的纸本。
And then we have Aleph and B, the next oldest.
咁然后跟住咧系有 Aleph 同埋 B.
None of these manuscripts has this passage.
而冇一份呢啲嘅抄本咧系有呢一段经文嘅。
And then we have Codex A and Codex C.
咁另外咧亦都系有呢一个呢个 A 抄本同埋 C 抄本。
They're from the 5th century. They're almost the next oldest.
咁咧系属于第五世纪啊，差唔多咧系第二最旧噶啦。
And almost all of the manuscripts through the first 800 years in Greek do not have this passage.
在头嗰800年的希腊文抄本里面，没一份是有这一段的经文。
There are in fact very few manuscripts through the first 8 centuries that have it.
在头嗰8个世纪里面，其实真的很少的抄本有这一段。
And the earliest and best ancient translations do not have it.
最早和是最旧嘅抄本，对唔住，最早同埋最旧嘅翻译本咧，亦都系冇呢一段经文。
We don't have patristic commentaries in any detail at all, sometimes at all, until the 12th century on this passage.
直至到十二世纪之前咧，冇任何嘅教父咧系有作过任何嘅评论。
And so one of the interesting things that we have with Greek manuscripts is this.
咁所以咧，呢一方面最有趣嘅事情就系咁样啦。
Our manuscripts come either just as the biblical text itself.
我们的手稿，我们的手稿呢，一是呢，这个就是属于圣经那个文本。
Or the biblical text with commentary around the borders.
又或者是呢，是圣经的文本，再加上呢，它的周边呢，都是有各种的注释。
And there are almost no Greek New Testament manuscripts with commentaries that have this passage in the Greek text.
差唔多咧，系冇一份嘅希腊文嘅抄本嘅，系佢嘅周围如果系有注释嘅咧，系有呢一段嘅经文。
And there are a number of manuscripts, nearly 100, that have an asterisk in the margin.
而差唔多咧，有成100个抄本咧，就喺个边嗰度咧系有粒星。
That almost surely means that they are saying we are doubtful whether this passage is authentic.
即是如果有这段经文的差不多有100份的抄本，那里都有粒星，就是表示怀疑这段的经文。
So even these manuscripts that have the passage don't necessarily, the scribes don't necessarily think that passage is authentic.
就算是那个抄本有收了这一段的经文的，其实那个文士都是怀疑到底这段是不是真确。
And then within this story, what's called the pericope adulterae, there are several corruptions.
在这个故事里面也都是有一些的删改的。
There's all sorts of various wordings that are found in these 12 verses.
咁係有各類型嘅字眼，都係喺呢十二個十二節裏面。
For example, we read that Jesus wrote something in the dirt. You remember he wrote on the dirt.
譬如咧，我哋睇到耶穌咧喺泥土嗰度寫字。
And there are some manuscripts that tell us exactly what he wrote.
咁有一啲嘅抄本咧，就係講到咧係耶穌寫咗啲乜嘢喺個泥上面。
The scribes just couldn't resist that. They had to write something there.
咁咧啲文士咧就係即係忍受唔到嘅引誘啊，一定要寫啲嘢落去。
And some say, well, he probably wrote the 12 commandments or the 12 commandments, ten commandments. Two got lost. Sorry.
啱啱咧，博士咧就話咧係十二個戒命啊，但係咁佢就跟住講笑，佢話係唔見咗兩條，其實係十條戒命。有啲人就講咧，耶穌喺泥土上面咧寫十戒。
Or he wrote down the sins of the Pharisees that were standing there.
又或者係咧，佢寫低咗咧當時周圍法利賽人嘅罪。
There are a number of other differences too, which this passage has more significant variance in it.Than any other 12 verse passage, I think, in the whole New Testament.
呢十二節裏面咧有好多嘅差異啊，即係個唔同嘅抄本有好多嘅差異，係比其他嘅即係新約經文咧仲多嘅。
It's also a floating text.
另外就係咧佢嘅位置咧，亦都係遊離不定。
In your New Testament, it stands right after John 7:52.
嗱，咁有一啲嗱，譬如喺大家嗰個新約聖經嗰度咧，就係喺第五十二節七章五十二節之後。
But that's not the only place it shows up in the manuscripts.
咁但係咧，如果你係睇啲抄本嘅時候咧，就發現咧呢個唔係唯一佢出現嘅地方。
It's found in three different locations within John chapter 7.
咁喺約翰福音第七章裏面咧，最少咧喺三個地方係唔同嘅地方出現嘅。
It's also found after all four gospels. Someone said we want this to be in the gospels. We're just not sure where it goes.
亦都有啲抄本咧，就係佢擺到喺四福音之後，咁就係我哋希望有呢一段，但係就唔知應該擺喺邊，於是擺咗喺最後啦。
It stands as an independent story between Luke and John。
亦都有咧，就係喺路加福音同埋約翰福音中間咧一個獨立嘅故事。
And it even comes after John 8:12。
咁有啲咧就擺咗喺約翰福音第八章十二節之後。
Now there's the possibility that a scribe wrote out John 7:52, the verse just before this story.
咁或者咧就係嗰個文士咧係寫到去七章五十二節。
And the manuscript he was copying from did not have the story of the woman caught in adultery.
咁而佢所抄嘅佢所根據嘅嗰個抄本啦，即係佢抄錄嘅時候咧，原本嘅抄本咧佢係揾唔到五十二節之後呢一個故事。
So he wrote John 8:12, the next verse after the story.
咁於是佢就抄落去就係約翰福音八章十二節啦。
And he may have said, "Wait a minute, where's this story?"
咁於是佢就話：咦，咁個故事去咗邊啊
？So it's possible that he put that manuscript down and picked up another one that had the story of the woman caught in adultery in it.
咁所以佢就會將佢而家抄緊個抄本就放低，然後攞過另外一份抄本，嗰另外一個嘅版本就將。嗰、那個故事咧就抄翻落去，佢而家抄緊呢個抄本嗰度。
Sometimes later scribes added the story because it was not found in their manuscripts。
咁有陣時咧就係後來嘅嗰、那個文士咧就係將個故事加咗落去，因為喺原本佢所抄嘅嗰個版本裏面咧係冇呢個故事。
Here's a manuscript that we discovered in Albania a few years ago。
嗱，幾年前喺阿爾巴尼亞咧，我哋就係發現咗呢一個抄本嘅。
It's a medieval parchment manuscript with the story of the woman caught in adultery stitched into it on paper.
咁咧，我哋發現嘅咧就係呢個中世紀嘅羊皮紙嘅抄本嚟嘅。咁咧呢一個故事嚇，即係呢個婦人嘅故事咧，就用一張紙抄咗，然後咧就係黐咗落去，或者穿，對唔住，係釘咗咧落去呢一個部分。
So it's fascinating. Five big stitches.
咁總共咧係有五個大針。
This scribe was mad that this manuscript didn't have it in there。
咁咧嗰個文士咧實在咧係感到咧係即係好驚奇啊！竟然冇呢一個故事，所以就黐咗落去啦。
He doesn't even care to stitch it into the binding。
佢甚至咧係唔將佢咧係聯絡去嗰個書脊嗰度。
He's just stitching it to the following page。
只係咧將佢聯絡去下一頁。
It's like when you're angry and you have to hit the stapler a lot of times。
咁就好似咧，你係非常之激動嘅時候咧，你嘅手就猛拍個釘書機一樣。
And then on the back side of this paper，
咁咧喺呢張紙嘅背後咧
，the story of the woman caught in adultery is again written out。
咁咧，婦人喺行淫中被拉嘅咧嘅故事咧，又再嚟寫多一次。
But this time in a child's hand。
咁不過咧，呢一次咧就係好似一個細路仔嘅字跡。
So maybe this was a pastor who was talking about this at dinner one night and said, I can't believe it. This manuscript doesn't have the story in this manuscript.
或者是一个牧师就在吃晚饭的时候就是讨论这一段的经文就觉得我真的不能够接受这个故事不是在那个抄本里面。
So he puts it in and then his child finds out about it and also writes it in.
於是他自己寫了後來他的小朋友亦發現了於是自己又寫多一次了
Now I don't really know what happened but that's a good speculation I suppose
我就不知道實在發生什麼事不過這樣推測或者都是合理的
Now when you actually look at the internal evidence John's style of writing it's very interesting
如果你看內政的時候這方面也是非常有趣的是涉及約翰的風格
The vocabulary, the syntax, the grammar, the style of this passage are not John's.
所有用的詞彙、它的語法、風格等等都不是約翰的風格來的。
There's no other passage in all of John's Gospel that is so different from the rest of the Gospel.
在約翰福音的其他章節裡面沒有一樣跟這一段相似它實在跟約翰的風格差很遠。
And it disrupts the flow of the argument in the passage in John.
另外亦是破壞了經文的流暢性。The
language is actually similar to Luke's Gospel.
而他的語文其實是接近路加福音。And
one scholar said, I think there's a part of the story that actually was what Luke had seen.
有一個學者認為這個實在應該是路加所描述的一個故事。
There were two versions of the story caught in adultery that were circulating in the ancient world.
在古時其實是有關於這個故事基本上是有兩個版本的。
And we believe they finally got put together into one story that found its way into John's Gospel.
後來我們相信後來他們就能夠合併在一起然後就放在約翰福音裡面。
But one of those forms of the story Luke had access to.
其中路加有可能獲得有關故事的資料
And in fact, we have a number of manuscripts that put this after Luke chapter 1, verse 38.
而我們也找到一些抄本在路加福音1章38節之後就放了這個故事進去
Now this slide, we don't need to translate. I'll just go on because of time.
好
Too late.
Okay.
And this slide also. Well, let me get just to the conclusion here, if I may.
現在不如我很快地講講結論。
The pericope adulteri, or the story of the woman caught in adultery, is almost surely not authentic.
差不多可以肯定這個婦人行淫被拉的故事並不是真確的。
And yet, when we think about the long ending of Mark's Gospel and the story of the woman caught in adultery and compare the manuscript evidence,
当我们去看这个故事,还有看这个马可福音长结尾,然后跟证据去做比较的时候,
the evidence for the authenticity of this story is much, much worse than the authenticity for the long ending of Mark's Gospel.
支持这个故事,这个福音书的一个部分的证据,是比起支持马可福音那个长结尾的证据,更差的。So
even though this may be the one we'd like to have in our Bible,
或者这个故事,我们都是希望它是真是圣经的一个部分,
we have to follow the evidence.
但是我们都仍然是要按证据去做的。
I call it my favorite passage that's not in the Bible.
我认为它是我最喜欢的经文,尽管它不是在圣经里面。
And I've already talked about Ehrman and misquoting Jesus, so we can skip that, and let me just get to a final epilogue, if I may.
因为已经讲过这个巴德文,所以我就跳了那个部分,现在我们直接讲到它,就是那个最结尾的地方了。
As Christians, we need to worship Jesus Christ.
我们是基督徒,我们是敬拜耶稣基督。
The New Testament, the Bible, testifies of him.
圣经是为耶稣作见证,新约圣经是为耶稣作见证。
It points to the Son of God himself.
是指向神的儿子。
The incarnation of God as man is more important than the inspiration of the Bible.
神道成肉身是比神感动人去写圣经更加重要。
The Bible did not die on the cross for us.
不是圣经写在十字架上为我们的。
Or as one woman in my church said, I believe in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Bible.
一位我教会一位女士咧就话咧，佢系信三位一体，就系咧父子同埋圣经。
No, that's not really the Trinity.
咁呢个唔系咧三位一体，真正嘅三位一体。
And yet we cannot know Jesus apart from the Scriptures.
但系如果冇圣经，我哋系唔能够认识到耶稣嘅。
But even if the Bible were not inspired, this would not mean that it's historically worthless.
就算圣经唔系灵感，都唔可以话咁诶，圣经系喺历史上咧系冇用嘅。
The incarnation demands of us historical research.
道成肉身咧系要求我哋咧进行历史嘅研究。
And just because we believe the Bible is the inerrant word of God, that does not excuse us from doing serious research, asking serious questions.
儘管我哋係相信聖經無謬誤，但並唔表示我哋唔應該進行咧認真嘅研究同埋問一啲認真嘅問題。
So before I ask the last question, let me ask you another one that's not up here.
我想喺呢一度咧，喺我容許大家問我問題之前咧，讓我先係問你一個問題。
Are there any other passages in the Gospels where Jesus forgives sins?
在福音書裡面有沒有其他經文是記載耶穌寬恕人的罪的呢?
If you don't know, you don't know your Gospels.
如果你不知道你就不認識福音了。
So this passage doesn't change anything.
所以其實就算沒有了這一段也都沒有改變任何的事。
So I ask you, what will triumph in the end?
那最後誰得勝呢?
Will your emotions or your desire to pursue the truth to the glory of God?
是你的感情啊，抑或你是愿意去寻求真理，为神的荣耀寻求真理呢？
Thank you very much.
多谢大家。
Hard work. Thanks. Thanks so much, Alan.
How long? 咁而家少少唞一唞。唞十五分鐘就再翻嚟，咁講埋下一場之後咧，先一次過嚟 Q&A 咁樣，好冇？咁大家儲定啲問題啊！我建議你，如果你係想問咧，你寫低先啦，因為佢講一大輪嘅知嘢之後咧，你可能又唔記得咗噶啦。OK， 咁大家透過快速十至十五分鐘翻嚟。